Aha, okay. Good, hold that thought. What is the... sorry. What is the nafkamina? And here we're going to have to just delve into that specifically. Probably the classic nafkamina of this... classic nafkamina of this machlokas. Classic nafkamina of this machlokas, it should be, let's take this simply. Can I eat them all? Can I just make a big sandwich and mishmash all the meatballs about them, right? Eating all the meatballs. So the Rush says, mutter. Yeah. Make a big sandwich, eat all the meatballs. Or, if we remember how it was, what would be the equivalent? Cook all the meatballs together in one pot is like eating them, right? Even if you eat one, you're eating them all, because it has the time of all of them, right? The Tosos Rid says, Chayiv Chatas. Right? Not only is it usher to eat all the meatballs together, or he says not even together, to eat all the meatballs, says if you eat all the meatballs, you're Chayiv Chatas, because you vadai. Did a chiv karis, assuming one of them is chaylev, which is not karis, right? If one of them is the vela, then you violate the law, whatever the repercussions of that are. That's a big nafkamina. If it turns mutter, it turns mutter. And I just want to point out, for the Rosh, yavish b'yavish is more similar to lach b'lach. After all, bit of lach b'lach, if, you know, if, I don't know, 1% treif wine falls into my orange juice, I'm allowed to drink all of it. Of course, everyone knows you're allowed to drink all of it, even though I'm drinking the treif wine. Why? Because it all turned kosher. Right? Just like lach. And lach balach, obviously it all turns kosher. That's why I'm allowed to eat it all. But there, that's because they all blend to meld together. So it's obviously all turns kosher. Here, why is this chakira? Because each piece is separate. Meaning, in our knowledge of keeping track of what's what, they've all jumbled together and joined. But really, each piece is separate. No piece has got seeped into the other piece. They haven't really joined together. You've three meatballs are sitting there, right? Or three, whatever it is, three lollipops or three, you know, cans of beans or whatever it may be. They're all sitting there. They're all sitting there. And they haven't really joined with each other. You just forgot which is which. So the Rush would say, no, that's considered joined with each other. They can combine to form one chefta of a mixture, and a mixture goes by the Rov. The Tosos Rid says, that I pointed out, I think, last time. Some people say you need shishim, but we assume you need rov. Why? Because they don't give taste to each other. And the Tosfos Rid says, no, they're three separate things. They don't join together to make anything. They're three separate meatballs. Just each one is probably kosher. It's two-thirds odds kosher. If it's two-thirds odds kosher, you're allowed to eat it. That's the rule of rov. If something's 51% likely to be kosher, you can eat it. Nafkamina is, what if you eat all of them? So let's, this is, yeah.
So the Tosfos Rid would agree that by lach b'lach, you use
the svara
of
Rush? Absolutely. There's no machlokas there. There's no chakir there. By lach b'lach, let's take an example of lach b'lach. Either 1% wine falls into my orange juice, or on the d'oraisa level, right, 1 ounce orange juice gets mixed into my 2 ounces orange juice, midrabbanan, midishishim, right? Or I cook a 1 ounce ham in my 100 ounce soup, and the juice of the ham, the time of the ham goes into the soup. Everyone agrees it's nepach leheter. The question is just, what about yavish v'yavish? So this is the fundamental machlokas Rishonim here. The fundamental machlokas Rishonim is, what about eating all of them? Right? Let's take this halach l'maisa. Halach l'maisa.
Is there a time element?
Okay. Hold that thought for a moment. Great. Halach l'maisa. Eating all of them. There are 4 different shitas in the Rishonim, or maybe 3.5. The Rush is the most makel. Mutter lechol kulam biyachad. You can eat them all together. And again, what would be the equivalent of eating them all together? If you cook them together, even if you eat them separately, that counts as eating them all together, because you're eating the taste of all of them together. Right? Equals. Or lavash lam biyachad.
If you cook them together, even if you eat one of them, you're eating them all together. Why? Because you're getting the taste of all the tam ke'ikar of all them together. The Rush says, Mutter Nepach Leser. The most famous bar plukt of the Rush is the Rashba. I'm not going to write every Rishon who agrees with everyone else. I'll just write the main Rishon. Says the Rashba. One second. Yeah. Okay. Says the Rashba. Means at once. You're not allowed to eat them all simultaneously. Or to cook them all together, which then mixes the taste and makes you eat them simultaneously. Right? Because then you're for sure eating Isser. But, he says, yes?
Even, why would you say that cooking's allowed? Because even by cooking, it's not sure that you're eating Isser.
Sure, because when you cook, let's say I have three meatballs and I cook them together.
Yeah.
Since all of them are more than a 60th, the time of each meatball goes into each other meatball.
Potentially.
We generally assume when you cook things that we're chosheish, the time of one goes into the other, right?
Right, we're chosheish, but it's not.
Okay, so Lamaisa, we assume, meaning for practical purposes, we assume the time of each meatball goes into every other meatball. So now, any bite I take, I'm eating all three meatballs at once. Because that's what we assume happens when you cook. Right. Okay. Aval, mutter, la'achlam, bazeach arzeh. I can't eat them all together, but I can eat them separately. What's the logic? The logic is here it gets very technical. Let me contrast that with the smag and the Tosos Rid. Smag says, afilu, at least this part is also in the Tosas Rid. The next part is in the Smag. Let's assume the Tosas Rid probably agrees. I'm not even allowed to eat them one after the other. What's the machlokes between two of them? They both seem to be coming from the same place. Meaning, I'm not allowed to for sure eat the Isser. Because the Rashba says, I'm not allowed to for sure eat the Isser all at once. But if I have one meatball for breakfast, one for lunch, one for dinner, that's okay. The Smag says, no. I'm not allowed to, and the Rid says, no. I'm not allowed to eat them, even one for breakfast, one for lunch, one for dinner, because I for sure eaten the Isser. The machlokes between them seems to be more technical, which is, this is a question that comes all over Shas, and this is where the Tosfos Rid started. When we have a halachic shayla, like how can we ask narrowly about each maisa separately, or do we have to ask together about the whole story? This is the first classic example, which comes up in Kafir Aleph, Shnei Shvilin. Who remembers Shnei Shvilin? Right? From the Seches Taros, or probably more likely from the first Perek of Pesachim, or from Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida, great Hilchas Nida question, right? Maybe some of us learned Hilchas Nida last year, right? Summon your Tolik summon, right? So, if, is this a, okay, fine, let's go back to Tumah. There are two paths, one has brave, one doesn't. I'm walking with my friend, we split up, we say, let's each take one path and meet later on. That way we can, you know, have the experience of both paths between us. So, we each take one path and meet when they merge again. And then we get to the city, they tell us, didn't you know one path has a grave? And we say, well, I don't remember who went on which path. So one of us is telling me one isn't. If it was a Rishos HaRabim, then the answer is, I'm Tahar. Right? Because Safi Tam Rishos HaRabim is Tahar. If my friend asks, he's Tahar. What if we both ask together? Then do we say we're both Tahar? Because we look at my question separately, I'm Tahar, and his question separately, Tahar. Or do we say, no, can't be, because one of you stepped on a grave. You can't both be Tahar. We look at both questions together and say, sorry, misafik, you all have to be choshish for Tumah. This is my folks Tanoim, and the more explained, it might depend on the subtleties. Like, you know, if we come separately, then we're each Tahar. If we come together, right, then we can't both be Tahar. What if I come to ask what you should do, right? So do they say you're Tahar and let him worry about it, you know? Or do they say, well, once you're mentioning both of you, you know, it is very tricky. And it's similar things we have, by the way, when it comes to when it comes to a
Edom, no? If, let's say, one of the Edom is false. testify again? Or?
Okay. You're right, that's parallel, but not exactly the same. But here, the question, you see how, what do I mean by this? What's Machlokes Rashba and the Ran? If you look at the Svara, the base Machlokes is this. Is that, do we say it all turn mutter, or do we say no? One is still usser, and you can't vadai eat isser. I know what Zeb's going to ask me now, and I'll ask him to hold that question. You can't vadai eat the isser. Okay, you can't vadai the rashes. You can't vadai eat the isser at once. You can't eat them all at once. And the Smag says, you can't even vadai eat the isser not at once. What's the machlokes between them? The machlokes between them seems to be more technical. Are you allowed to ask a separate question about each meal, or do you have to ask one question about all your meals? The Rashba says, each meal is a separate halachic shayla. I say to the rabbi, am I allowed to eat one for breakfast? Yes. You're not eating, probably not eating any yesterday. Am I allowed to eat one for lunch? Yes. Am I allowed to eat one for dinner? Yes. What if I think about all my meals together? The answer is, that's not halachic shayla. Is there a halachic question of eating all your meals together? Each time I do a maisach, that's a separate halachic question. And each halachic question, the answer is mutter. And we don't worry about how they come together. Just like if I go to ask if I stepped on the grave, I didn't, and you didn't. Even though one of us must have, because they're separate questions. That's one of the technicalities of halacha. You know, it's true in halacha, my Rabbi Rosenblatt loved to say, but you shouldn't misinterpret it. The answer to a lot of halacha questions depends on how you ask the question. He doesn't mean, well, if you ask really nicely, then the rabbi will say it's okay, because we're all reform. What he means is that, halachically, there are half of the rules in halacha about what the answer is. There are also rules about what the question is, because if I ask the question, I have three separate questions. One question, can I eat a meatball for breakfast? Yes. Second question, can I eat a meatball for lunch? Yes. Third question, can I eat a meatball for dinner? Yes. Then the answer is mutter. If I ask it as one question, can I have all three meatballs for different meals? The answer is of course not. So it depends how you ask the question, and how you ask the question doesn't depend on what mood you're in, I mean. It means halachically how to be magda the question, right? The half the halachas are about what the answer, half the halachas are what's the actual question, not the way I might or you might ask the question. In halachic terminology, what's the proper way to ask the question? We'll see this a lot in Siman Kuf Yud about Parash and Kavua. Now, so what I'm claiming is that, what's the difference in Svara here? The Rashba says, each achila is a separate question. And therefore, if I eat them all at once, I'm doing an Avera. But if I eat them separately, then I'm not doing an Avera, because each achila is a separate question. Hold that thought. Says the Smag, at least, you're not going to eat all of them, but Aval Mutter Leha'achil Otam Lekama B'nei Mutter Leha'achil Otam. Let's just take the obvious example. Le Gimel Yisraelim to three Jews. You have three different Jews, each one can eat one meatball. Why? What's the Svara? The Svara is very pashut. The Svara is that each person is one question. Even at different times. Therefore, even breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's all one shayla. Can I eat all three or not? However, different people are, of course, different questions, like the case of Shnei Shvilin, right? If I eat one and you eat one and you eat one, they say, oh, how can we all eat an isser? Well, who all? I didn't eat an isser and you didn't eat an isser and you didn't eat an isser, right? But each person is one question.
He's supposed to eat the wife at the end of the
Lavan. That's a great question. I want to come back to that. There's a chumrah of the Maharam. It's not exactly clear if the Maharam had this as a shita or just as a personal piety. Anyone remember previously we had this question with Maharam's a shita?
Hard cheese.
Hard cheese, right? We're never sure with Maharam and Rutenberg. Obviously, you know, you have to go back in history. We see that obviously the Maharam and Rutenberg must have been Nohek, special Lihugim of Chumers for himself, or else why would we have all these fakers in Allah every time he did something, whether that was the din or whether it was a personal Chumrah? Obviously, he was the kind of person who was known for doing personal Chumers that were not the din, and also had shitas in halacha, because he was one of the Baalim Masorah. So it became unclear in even, I don't mean like hundreds of years later, even in the next generation, people saw him doing things, they didn't know whether that was a psak or whether that was a personal chumrah. So the Maharam... it might come together with his general piety, right? That he was always the Mishur Sadin. The Maharam says, unclear, right? Unclear, says the Maharam, unclear if it's a Shita or a Chumra. But what did he say? He says, you can't even feed it to three Jews. So what do you have to do? You have to take one of them and give it to a guy or feed it to an animal. All right? Maram hishlich, or hechil echad, legoy, or to a behema, right? Assuming it's mutarana, so that's okay. Meaning he said, and what seems to have been perhaps his logic, maybe, it's a little hard to say this really, shita. All of Klal Yisrael is one question. The reason is we see this is not true all over Shas. Like, this seems to be going too, a little far all over Shas. All of Klal Yisrael is one question, and maybe that depends on your interpretation of Shvilin. So maybe that was his shita. She didn't know. All things that Jews eat is one shita. The question is, can Jews eat all of these? The answer is no. Jews can't eat all of these. So therefore, we have to give one to a kelev or give one to a guy. Or it could be this is personal chumrah. Why is it his chumrah? He didn't want to eat all three because Pasdash said he should eat the Yisr. And then he felt bad. Hold on. If I give to another Jew, it's like I think it's Usher. I'm giving to him. Why should I give an Isser to another Jew? Therefore, maybe just a personal chumrah because he didn't feel comfortable like giving away like something, like even putting his Isser on someone else. So therefore, just a chumrah. We're not sure if it was his personal chumrah or if it was a real shita. But if it was a real shita, we then have three different opinions about... First, we have two opinions on the main issue. Is it just all mutter, do whatever you want? Or no, make sure not to eat the Isser. Don't end up eating the Isser. And if you don't end up eating the Isser, the question is, how broadly or narrowly do you find the question? In one achila, don't eat the Isser, but what you do in different meals is separate stories. Or no, one person shouldn't eat the Isser smad. But what other Jews do is not my problem. Or the Maharami Wurttemberg. No, the Jews shouldn't eat one Isser. We have to give one of them to a guy.
I told you to ask that in different form.
You're right, I told you to hold that thought, I apologize. Hold that thought for just a bit more. And we'll see how we pass, and then we'll answer your question. Do rice or do
I bow? Is the Maram Shita really something that someone could have observed him being knowing? Like, I understand the hard cheese.
Okay, I understand the hard cheese. Let's.
Someone's eating by him and there's, you know, nasty.
That's a good point. Let's just see if we can find where they quote the Maharam. Maharam Nosan Echad the Goy. Sounds like it's a real Maisa. That's a little later on. Where's the original case of the Maharam? Okay, I forgot to underline the word Maharam. But it says here, Maharam Nasan Echad L'Goy. It sounds like the case actually happened for him. Not so crazy, right? Okay. I have to find the original quote. But I'm not going to spend too much time looking for it. You can look for it yourself. But that's a quote he says, like we said earlier, Maharam Nasan Echad L'Goy. Okay. Now, first let's see how we paskin, and then I apologize, Zev, we'll answer your question. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. There's some other details. Let's just see how you pass it. And then we'll go back to the other details. Chaticha she'ein ruilis kavin. Of course, this is all about a chaticha that's not ruilis kavin, right? If it's a chaticha ruilis kavin, it's not batal at all, even in a million. Shenis arva b'achiros min b'mino, that gets mixed with others min b'mino, yavesh b'yavesh, the same type, yavesh, d'hainu she'ein nivlo, meaning it's not mixed together. V'isser omi b'atzo, the isser is separate, it's a separate piece. Elishnis arim, but it's jumbled in a makira, and you don't know which it is. The Shachir points out, what if you would cook kosher pieces with a treif piece? Says then, you also have the tam and you also have the piece, so you need shishim in the whole soup to be mivatel the time. And then if you have shish in the whole soup and you don't have to worry about the time, you have to look how many pieces they are, and you need row of pieces against the usher piece. Fine. Chad betray bottle. One and two is bottle. It's bottle or rove. Umotar la'achlan adam echad kol echas b'nei atzmon. One person can eat it, each piece separately. Avolo yachos shloshem yachad, but not together. Who does the mechaber paskin like? What did you just say?
The Rashba.
The Rashba, sorry. Okay, correct. The mechaber paskins like the Rashba.
Just need to be 50%, not 51%.
No, he said chad betray, 1 and 2, 2 to 1.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, 2 to 1 ratio?
We'll come back to that. That's a great question. Isaiah Zinshman has, does it need to be majority or 2 to 1 ratio? Good question. We'll come back to that. I just want to answer our question first. Avolo yachol shloshem yachad, v'yesh v'sha'osu l'ochel manu mechav yom azel. Yesh omrim, that it's osur to eat them, one person even separately. That yesh omrim is the smag. Okay, but generally we assume that the opinion of the Mechaber is like what he says Stam, and not like what he says in the right in the Yesh Omrim. Right? So here is the Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber. What does the Ramah say? Says the Ramah, the Chen Yesh Lino Dachila, and that's the way we know Hig. The Ramah passes like the Smag. Right? Not only can't you eat them together, you can't even eat them separately, because then one person ate the Yisr. The Yesh Machmir, the Hashlech, I don't need to the guy. Some people are Machmir, throw one in the garbage or give it to a guy. That's the Maharan. Okay, also seems to be a sheet of Rashi, that's more complicated, exactly what Casey was talking about. The Enu El Chum Rabbi Alma, that's only a Chum Rabbi Alma, that's not what you have to do, L'chachila. That's a Chum Rabbi Alma. So what does the Ramah say? This is a Chum Rabbi Alma, meaning if you want to be Machmir, but lechachila, you don't have to be machmir like the Maharam. Lechachila, we pass like the Smag. The Maharam is just a chumra b'yalma. The chol zeh. Okay, let us. Let me skip a little. I'm going to skip the end of this Ramah and go to the next mechaber. Okay. Says the mechaber Yabez, Yavish b'yavish in his batel chad betray. Yavish b'yavish, that was batel one and two. In Bishlam Kulin Kachal, what if you cook them all together? Afilu lechol kach v'atmos. So it's usher even to eat each one separately. Why? Because once you cook them all together, each one you eat, you're eating the tam of all of them together. Imin shem shishim, unless it's batel shishim. There's shishim, there's no tam. Why? If they shar merote v'no sein tam, because the gravy, the gravy v'no sein tam, right, is usher if it gets the tam of the yisur. The nivla bechatichos. The gravy gets the tam of the isser and then puts it back into all the pieces. So the tam of each piece goes into all the pieces. So now all the pieces have the tam of all the pieces and all the pieces have the tam of isser. But what if you did mix up? Let's say you mixed up, you know, raw meatballs. You need to cook them. What if you want to cook them together? It's a big pain to cook them in three different pots, one for each meatball. He has an eitzah. This comes in the ra'ah. The ancient shishim, and it's not 60. No problem. What if you have two kosher meatballs and one treif meatball and you want to cook them in one pot? Just add more meatballs or water or spices or whatever else you want to add until there's 60 times the meatball in the pot. So whatever tam comes out of the treif meatball is batel b'shishim and it's no problem. So that's what he says. If you cook them all together, the tam of the treif goes into everything and you're for sure eating the treif at once. But what you can do is you're allowed to add shishim to the pot and then cook them, and that's not called bitalish l'chachila, because right now it's mutter to eat them separately. It's not usher yet. It's just going to be usher if you cook it. But here it's not usher yet, and you add shishim, it never becomes usher. Since it never becomes usher, that's not bitalish l'chachila. That's the mechaber. Add the ramah, v'yesh omrim, dim no da tarobas konish bashal yachad. Some people say, as long as you knew the tarobas before they were cooked together, hakol shari, everything's mutter. It doesn't become usher again once it became batel and yavish. This is the rush. He just adds one caveat to the rush. What do you say about the rush? When does the rush apply? When is it nepach leheter? Meaning, once it's nepach leheter, who could you cook it together? You're cooking all heter. Right? What's the big deal? Once it's nepach leheter. What's the caveat he adds to the rush? That when is it all turned mutter? It turns into heter when no da hataroves, when you realize there's a tarovis, as long as you realize there's a tarovis, then it all turns into heter, and then you're even allowed to eat them at once. Once the psak of the Ramah, of makam hefsid, yishlis machdim makilim leheter. The Ramah says, I'm more machmir. So makam hefsid, the Ramah. The makam hefsid, says the Ramah, here's the Ramah. L'chatchila. Now we know what he meant by l'chatchila. Remember, there's no hefsid. If there's no hefsid, we should be like the smog. And one person shouldn't eat them even at different times. However, if there's a hefsid, you can make it like the rush. He thinks the ikar psak is like the rush. Once you know there's a tarovis, bitl is chalav, is nepach leheter. Once it's nepach leheter, even if you cook it all together, it's mutter. Even if you eat them all at once, it's mutter. That's the psak of the Rambah. So again, for Sfardim, it seems like you'll like the Rashba. You can eat them separately, but not at once. For Ashkenazim, v'chachila, don't eat them all even separately. Don't, like, you don't want to have eaten an Isser. However, really be passing like the Rush, Bishmakum Hefzid, Yevet Makum Hefzid, and so as long as you know the Tarov has happened, then, as long as you know the Tarov has happened, then it's Nepach Leheter, even if you cook it all together and everything has the time of the Isser. It's no problem, because the Isser is Nepach Leheter. That's a psak of the Rama.
How do we define separately here?
What?
How do we define separately here? Like, can it be the same meal, but different ends of the meal?
That's an interesting question. It seems to me that the same meal, different ends of the meal, would be separately. Yeah, that's what it seems. Okay, now.
We're going to get back to any of the questions?
We sure are. We sure are. Now we just have an interesting question. the interesting question is this is gonna be a little tricky, but nearly okay. Let's start with the Shachas of Katan Yud Beis. Here he asks an interesting question. What did the Mechaber say? It's usher to cook them all together, right? What's the diuk? And the Rashi is explicit with this. It's usher to cook them all in one pot. What would be mutter? Cook them in how many pots? The mutter cooks them in three pots? It sounds like the mutter cook them even in two pots. That is what the Shach assumes. It's mutter to cook them in two pots. It's only usher to cook them in one pot.
He didn't answer the question either. Why? You're allowed to eat two.
Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, great. Now I'm ready for the question. Here's the fascinating question. Are you allowed to eat two? Let's stick with the Rashba for now. That's the Mechaber. Can you eat two of them together?
No.
Can you eat two of them together? So that's a fascinating question in the Rashba. Let's make ourselves some space for fascination. In the Rashba... Can I eat or cook, right? Because cooking together, Zev admits, is the same as eating together, right? Because if I cook together, then the time of one goes into the other. Can I eat or cook two of them together? Can I eat or cook two of them together? Right? That's a great question.
Zev says,
it should be usher. Zev says, Pashut should be, well, hold on, you're saying Pashut usher or Pashut mutter? Pashut usher because the odds are...
There's no rov.
There's no rov anymore. Right now the odds are 67% le'isser, right?
No, now they're 50-50.
Okay, good. You could view it in one of those two ways. Can I cook two together? Right? I mean, let's be very close to the lashon. Can I cook two in one pot and one in another pot? Right? Can I split them up among two pots? Right? I'll cook two in this pot and I'll cook one in that pot. I'll eat two at once and then I'll eat one at once. Is that okay according to the Rashba? So, yeah?
Question is, do we treat each item individually or not? So assuming that we're treating each item individually, then you can, there's no problem to cook two in the same thing because it's they're both individual. You're not considering it within the framework of the complete.
But hold on, I'm eating two of them together, right?
Yeah, but you're not considering it within the framework of all three of them together.
I'm not sure that makes a difference.
So you're
hold on, when I eat the pot with two, what are the odds that there's trafe?
But
the two-thirds trafe, one-third odds that it's kosher.
You don't look at it like that.
Or as Ev says, look at it the other way. There are two pots. The answer's someplace, so... It's...
No, I didn't say that. Why can't we deal with the question first before you put the question on the board? Is without where I cook it, I have one was eaten. Are you allowed to eat the second one? What logic is there to be allowed to eat the second one? Now I have two. So it's 50%.
No. I misunderstood your question. No, that's not true at all, because maybe the Isser was already eaten.
But assuming we're...
Hold on. Maybe the Isser was already eaten.
So then it's the same.
Oh, if the Isser was already eaten, isn't that bad? No, that happened already. It's not my problem anymore.
So then say the same thing with three.
What? The Rashba does say the same thing with three. He says you can do one for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner.
Same exact thing. This doesn't sound like the Raisa definitions. It can't be.
Hold that thought. Says what you might think. What might you think? What you might think is, okay, see, there are different things you might think. I might think that it should be usser. Because... one of these is usser. Now that one of these is usser, the odds is in the first pot, and now it should be a problem. Right? I might think... that it's usser, because... right? And you can say this, because, let's just put it this way, because... the first pot... is probably usher, right?
But he's talking about according to the Rashba.
Yeah, according to the Rashba. Sorry, Lefi the Rashba. What?
They're cooking both pots together?
No, I'm cooking two in one.
So why, when you cook the first pot, you have to take into account the other pot?
I don't. The first pot has two meatballs.
Right.
So it has two-thirds of the meatballs.
So why is it most chance that it's usher?
Because two-thirds of the meatballs are in the first pot, so the odds that it's usher are two-thirds.
But we don't look at it as a collectively.
Two-thirds of the meatballs are in the first pot.
And two-thirds are kosher.
There's one... you need to learn statistics. There's one trade of meatball and two kosher meatballs.
The chance exactly has to be that.
And I eat two of them at once. The odds are that I'm two-thirds that I'm eating trade. Right? If there's one live hand grenade and two dead hand grenades, and you pull the pill on two of them at the same time, what are the odds you'll live?
Fair.
Right, exactly. Two-thirds odds you'll die. See, your Israelis, you just have to put it into the right framework.
But if they were looking at it individually...
Yeah, but not once you cook them together. Once you cook them together, you're eating them at the same time. That was the Rashba.
If you can look at it as a whole thing together. If you're all three of them, then you look at it collectively. If there's not all three, then by definition, you're not looking at it collectively, in which case...
That's an interesting svara. But don't I have to at least look at those two collectively?
But there's no such thing as two collectively.
Why not?
You looked at...
Okay, I hear you, Taina. There is one more to say about it, but I'm not going to say it right now. Look at the Shafkid Beis. We wrote to Levashlam, etc. Miu Levashlam Bekidshtei Kederos Shari. However, to cook them in two pots is mutter. To split them up into two pots is mutter. Because the Rashba is clear, he says, here's going to the Bach, that you're allowed to put them in two different pots. Now, I might have thought that's usher. Because, you can look at it however you want, but clearly there's no rove. Like, oh, the odds are being kosher. What do you mean the odds are being kosher? When I eat the pot with more meatballs, the odds are being treif. Or let's say it's four meatballs, and I split them evenly. One to three, and I split them, go two here, two there. Then in each pot, the odds are 50-50, they're meaning treif, and it should be usher. So, however, the Diuk, the Rashba, and the Diuk in the Mechaber, and the Achronim, like the Shach, etc., is that it's mutter. I'm allowed to split into two pots and eat it, even though one of the pots is likely to have Isser. One of the pots probably has the Isser, and the other pot probably doesn't. I'm allowed to split into two pots and cook them and eat them. Meaning, I'm allowed to eat two at once. I'm allowed to eat two at once for breakfast and one for lunch.
That's what he quotes. 50-50. What?
It's because it's 50-50 between the bottoms.
Well, that wouldn't help, right? 50-50 is awesome. How's that going to help? Right? I mean, however you look at it.
Can you explain again why?
I didn't explain yet why I thought it. Okay. That's what the Shach points out in Sukkot Yud Beis. What's the Svara? He's not exactly clear. If you want, you can argue with me and have a different shot. But I think the Svara is this. Nirlanas Lanias Daiti, the Svara is this. What's the Svara? And I will, we need to make myself a little more, no, hold on. I have a better idea. Eat, meaning cook, two together, and one, can I eat two of them together and one of them later? Right? That's the same as asking, can I cook them in two pots, right? Because then I'm eating the majority of them in one pot and the minority of them in the other pot, right? In the halachic language is mutter levashlam bishtei kedavos. Can I cook them in two different pots? So if I cook them in two different pots, then when I eat one pot, I'm eating the majority of them. When I eat another pot, I'm eating the minority of them. So am I allowed to do this or not? Can I cook them in two pots? So here, it says the Rashba, so nearly needs to keep three opinions. It would seem it should be usher. Why? Because the odds are not that I'm eating kosher, now the odds are that I'm eating treif. When I have lunch, I have two together, the odds are I'm eating treif. When I have dinner, I have one together, the odds are I'm eating kosher, but the odds are my lunch is treif. When I eat two of them together, the odds are that it's treif, right? Because two together, the odds are that they are treif. According to the Rid, you would think it should be usher, even to eat two. Forget about eating three. However, the Rashba, as the Shach quotes, the Rashba and the, you know, the diuk of the Mechaber, right? Which is, he says, you can't cook them all at once, but you can cook them in two different meals. And the Poskim, say mutter. Why do the Poskim say mutter? It's not 100% clear. You could think of a different theory. But it seems to me, reading the Shach, it seems to me, what's the reason it's mutter? It seems to me that they think the Rashba maybe really agrees with the Rush. He was just machmir midrabbana not to do something that seems like eating an Isser. Maybe he really agrees with the Rush. Again, if you read the Shach, okay, you'll decide if you read it or not. What's the Svara? The Svara, I think, is that we really like the Rush. Mida Oraisa. Okay, I don't have room to write more, but what do I mean by this? Mida Oraisa, we really agree with the Rush. It's Rush. It's Nepach Le'Isser. It's Nepach Le'Heter, I mean, sorry. Mida Oraisa, we really agree with the Rush. It's really much, you know, three of them together. But Mida Rabbanan, it's Pasnish to Vada eat the Isser. It's okay. It's not Vada eating the Isser. Mida Rabbanan, it looks wrong to eat all three together. However, if you eat all two together, it doesn't look so bad because you have an excuse. Like, all you need is an excuse so it doesn't look bad. Really, this is an Isser Rabbanan, maybe that'll make Zev feel better. Maybe, I'm not the Tosfos Rit, but everyone else might be. They're all arguing Isser Rabbanan of what looks improper. The Rabbanan didn't want people to take Isurim lightly and to learn to be Mezalzel be Isurim. And then they're arguing about Mid Rabbanan, where to draw the line that it looks bad. And that's why I think it's okay to eat two of them together. That doesn't look bad. It doesn't look like a Zilzel be Isurim, because you're not for sure eating the Isser one. Just to eat three of them together, that looks bad, and that was a Xerah drop on. And that could be the Svara.
Why don't we say maybe call the Parsh be Ruba Parsh?
Because this is Kavur, not Parsh, as we'll see in some Kufyat.
just understand this. Both these two answers are to understand the Rashba's opinion number.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
So the Rashba's answering his own, like. I just understand the Rid has an opinion on the Rashba, and the Rashba has his own opinion on
it. No, this, I mean, theoretically what we might have thought. This is, according to Rid, means what we might have thought, right? What we would have thought, should be, right? This is only a theory, this is not an actual Shita. Theoretically, we might have thought the Rashba should be Machmer in this case. But it turns out he's Makel in this case. He says you could cook, I mean, the simple shot, two of them in this pot, and one of them in that pot. Why? I think perhaps because really he's not Midoraisa really saying that one of them is a lusser. Midoraisa admits it's mutter. Just Midrabban and it's pasnish to eat all three together.
The Rashba says the Feirish was the shah.
Ah, okay. The Rashba says the Feirish, you're allowed to cook them in two pots. The question is, what's the Svara? You could think of another Svara. Suggest the Rashba says the Feirish, you're allowed to cook it in two pots. That's what he quotes here from the Rashba. Kas Rashba and Torah Sabayis. The Bishol Mitzosan Tzad Echad and Mitzosan Tzad Acher is okay. So the question is, what's the Svara? Svara is maybe he really Midoraisa holds like the Rush that is Nepach Leheter. Midrabanan eating all three together looks bad because like. You know, I for sure ate the usher one. Now, I know it's really much of a derisive, but it looks bad to eat all three together. But if you eat all two together, then it doesn't look so bad, because you have an excuse.
The Rashba says, what's the pshat in Rashba? You can eat all three?
What?
The Rashba, like you quote it.
He says you can cook two over here, and you can go part of them over here, and part of them over here.
And you eat all three?
No, I eat over here for one meal, and over there for the next meal. Remember, the Rashba says you're allowed to eat the Maseh Charzeh. Right? We're in the Rashba, not in the Smag. Right. And that doesn't look bad.
What you're trying to say is that the Rashba, the fact that you cook them doesn't change everything.
Only if you cook them all together changes something.
Well, the Rashba is saying is that this is considered a case of Maseh Charzeh.
Correct. This is clearly Maseh Charzeh. The Chiddush, the Rashba.
He wasn't trying to matter eating the three of them. Just because, since you cooked them separately, that was the matter? Not what it says in this lashon.
If you cook them separately and eat part of them now and part of them later, then it's matter.
But that he doesn't say. It's not what you quote. Why would the Rashba say, b'tzad zeh, b'tzad zeh?
Meaning in separate pots.
Separate pots. If you wanted to mean that, you could eat them in different meals. You would have said different meals.
I think that's what he means. Okay.
The Rashba was trying to say that the fact that you cook the two separately, that changes the thing. That changes.
Okay, if you can explain the svara for that, then l'chaim. But let's get the facts down. The facts are, what if I cook rove in one pot? What if I cook rove of them in one pot, right? Two-thirds in one pot. Theoretically, you might say it's usser. Why? Because if I cook rove from one pot, like that's what I wrote there. Says the shach, mutter, but I'll tanai. What's his tanai? Mutter, if it was cooked after... Yediyas hatarufes, says the Bach, mutter even before Yediyas hatarufes. This is the machlokas shach and Bach cut in your base. What does the shach say? The shach makes a lot of sense. I mean, he explains himself. After Yediyas hatarufes, now the rush kicks in. Once you know about the tarufes, it's nepach leheter. Now, if you cook rove them in one pot and meat in the other pot, it's still okay.
Why is the note of the
because here we're talking about bittel. Meaning, when you're talking about hana, no darovas could make it worse. When you're talking about bittel, no darovas makes it better. Whatever happens, maybe happens at no darovas. That's what Ramah says, that the rush only kicks in when you know the darovas. You can only rely on the bittel, the rush, when you know the darovas.
I don't understand. It should be exactly
Why?
What is no doubt
in other words, I know, but the shach says this, I know two kosher meatballs mixed with one treif meatballs on my counter. And then I cook two meatballs
now
together.
Now, wait a minute. So now I know there's a problem.
No, now I know there's a solution. It's butel and
baruch. Not anything yet. First, no doubt, tarovet. Wait a minute. I have one that's treif. I can't eat all three of them.
Right.
So no doubt, tarovet, so it's after the fact. That makes more sense to be mekel.
No, because according to the rush, if no doubt, tarovet, it's nepach leheter.
You're talking about the logic of the rush said it, or the rush said in any case it's heter. Before you didn't say anything about the rush making a difference, you know that tarovet, no know that tarovet. No that tarovet should be a chumer, not a kula.
Okay, we can come back to discuss that. The Ramah clearly sees it as a kula, right? Says the Ramah, after no that tarovet, according to the rush, you can even cook them all together. The Shach says, and the Rosh would admit, after no da tarovis, you can cook two of them together. And the Bach says, no tarovis doesn't make a difference. It's always much if you cooked in two separate pots. So Allah lemaisa, let's just make sure we know what's going on. Okay, we're going to have to... Did anyone take a picture of the board? Sorry. Make sure that we're not getting more confused instead of more clarified.
Even in the Bach, you don't think the Bach was saying that the difference is the fact that you cook them?
Maybe we're just speaking, trying to say the same thing in different words. Let us, let me just make sure that practically we know what we're talking about, okay? Here we have two kosher meatballs and one treif meatball. If I cook them in, cook and eat them, right? If I cook in three pots and eat at three meals, right? Then, pashut, right? That mutter, according to the Rashba, and according to the Rush, right? So I'm eating them three separate times. If I cook in one pot and or eat at one meal, right, at one time, then that's Asur Lifi Rashba and Mutter according to the Rush. What if I cook in two pots and eat in two meals? Then notice, one pot has the odds of being usher. So here, of course, it's the Fiyarash Mutter. The Fiyarashba, right? It's also Mutter, even according to the Rashba. Even though, if you ask what the odds are, even though one meal is 67% likely, or to say better, even though one meal probably has the treif meatball, right? In this case, one meal for sure has the treif meatball. In this case, each meal probably doesn't have a treif meatball. Even though one meal probably has a treif meatball, it's still mutter according to the Rashba. That's the chiddush of the shach of cutting your days. Mutter l'vashel m'shtei kederos. What's the machlokas between the shach and the bach? Shach says mutter rak achar nisbashlo achar shenoda hataroves. Then it's batel. Only if after you knew there's a tarovas, now one is batel, and according to my hesber, because really me deraisa we hold like the rush, that one is batel lagamri and turns the heter. So then, if you cook two in one pot, then it's okay. Because it really was batel already anyway. The Bach says, Bach is more mako.
That's very unusual.
Mutter. In every case. So I just want to understand this is a chiddush. You might rather have me in an asher to say, what do you mean? How can I eat this pot with two meatballs? The odds are it's treif. The answer is the Rashi was mekel anyway. Maybe because he really midaraisa agrees with the Rosh. Maybe really all the Rishonim, except for the Tosafot, really midaraisa agree with the Rosh. They just have chumash v'rabbanan that it looks bad. So he says, I really agree with the Rosh. Once it's no the tarovis, it's batel, and I can eat all three together. Midrabbanan don't eat all three together, but it's okay to eat two together. Because midrabbanan, it only looks really bad if I eat all three together. That's what I'm claiming, is the svar of the Rosh. Regardless of what I claim, here there's nothing that I claim. This is just the halacha lemaisa. Okay, Zev doesn't like the fact that no, the tarovis is a kula.
It's not only the whole thing doesn't make sense. It's not shmat that the bishul is what makes the change, because it could be that as soon as you separated the three, in a good way, you say that the odds increase, but when you cook two separately, that made it bizarre, that by definition. That's the pshat. That's why the Rashba says it, and that makes everything else follow.
Okay, I think we're trying to say the same thing in different words, just not communicating, but we'll leave that for now.
No, it's two totally different things.
Okay. okay, so halacha lemaisa, let's just chat for a second, we can talk about it later. Halacha lemaisa, what do we see? If you have a tarovis yavish b'yavish, and you have bitl b'rov, can you eat them all at once or not? So, again, for Ashkenazim, we say those who want to be extra machmir should even throw one out or give it to a guy, and no one should eat them all. This strict, the regular lechachi, the normal lech for Ashkenazim is you can eat some of them and your friend can eat some of them, but you can't eat all of them ever. For Sfardin, the Rashba, you can eat all of them separately, you just can't eat them all at once, and you can't cook them all at once, because then all their tastes are mixing, and you're eating them all at once. For Ashkenazim, Mamakum Hefsid, let's say so you already cook them all up together. Let's say they add up to be expensive. Each one might not be so expensive that it would be a ruralist copy. Let's say they add up to be expensive. Right? Meaning and you cook them all at once. And now it's too late. And you're going to lose money. Then you can rely on the rush. And as long as you knew the tarovis before you cooked it, it's okay. Why? Because the moment you knew the tarovis, it was nepach leheter. And once it's heter, it's no problem if you cook them all together. And even for the rest of us, Shalom Makam said, if you want to cook them all together, that's okay, as long as you add ingredients to the pot, either more meatballs or more other things, and you have shishim connected each meatball, then whatever the usher meatball is, the tam that comes out of the usher meatball is not going to usher anything else. It's going to be buffed with shishim. So therefore, you're still going to be eating each one separately.
According to the Rashba, if you cook two kosher meatballs in one pot and the other meatball in the other pot, two meatballs in one pot and one meatball in another pot, and one of the pot has shishim, the other one doesn't, how do you look at that?
Well, he said even if one pot didn't have shishim, it was being mutter, so kosher if one pot does.
Okay, fine, sorry. So maybe not according to the Rashba, but according to the other Svara, do we look at it collectively?
That is a great question, and the answer is... I'm not sure. That would get complicated. It might depend which one had two meatballs, which one had one meatball. That would get complicated. And I'm not willing to answer offhand. That would be a good question for IAN. Okay. Let us just... So this is the basic... And then the question is, like, if you can't eat them together, how much do you have to separate them? You have to separate them into three parts, so that each one has a minority? Or can you just separate them into two parts? The answer is, we pass like the Shach, once you know there's a tarovis, you can now separate them into two parts, and it doesn't matter if most of them are in one pot, and only some of them are in the other pot. Once you know there's a tarovis, you're allowed to split them into two pots, as long as you don't eat them all together. Okay, let's just fill in a few details. Yes?
The Tosafot Rit says, even though one person ate all three, he says you're allowed to feed it to three different people.
That's
what I wrote down.
He
sounds
important. Yes, he says that. Afal pisha shlosh of neodem
mutar lechol shlosh. How's that possible? Either masayel
v'aveiro. No, what do you mean? Each one's doing a heter.
No.
Yes, each
now
one.
Sweep you. Now they created an Easter in the world.
No, because there's no they. Each one of them didn't do anything Usser.
Where
you view them separately. Like Shnei Shvilim.
Shnei Shvilim b'hakraz is the Rabbanim, isn't it?
What?
The fact that the Gemara says that if he comes to ask for him, it's not, that's not a din the Rabbanim, that hakraz.
That
doesn't make, we don't have any such concepts in the Raisins that you can tell me that he's high of a chattas and he ate all three.
The Gemara?
He's allowed to feed three people each piece. With it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
But we have to have such a thing.
Okay, you're buying the Tosfos Rid. What I would say to the Tosfos Rid is this. Shnei Shvilin, what the Tosfos Rid would say is this. Two separate people are mutter. And even the Chumers might be on the Rabbanim. What if one person goes on mutter Shvilin? Pashut is Usser. Don't raise it. That's a mission of Taurus. So that's what he says. If one person goes to both Shvilin, it's a mission of Raisa. If two people go to both Shvilin, Heter Gomer. Same thing here. If three people eat them, Heter Gomer. If one person eats them, Chayiv Chatas. That is the Tosfos Rid. Okay. Let's just fill in a few more details about Pintel Yosh V'Yosh. By the way, this is, meaning whenever things get mixed up without joining their times together, basically, whenever things are jumbled together without being melded into one another or cooked into one another, you have to apply Siman Kuf Tes. And if it's not Chashin, it's Bottle 1 and 2. You just have to know when and how you can eat them. Let's fill in a few more details, starting from the beginning of the Siman.
What is the connection between Sefek, Tumah, Rishus, Aravna, and Star, and the Dina that we're dealing with?
The Tosfos Rid thinks they're connected.
He brings that?
He brings that comparison, yes. It's his comparison, not mine. No one else said they're connected, just the Tosfos Rid. And he would say, what's the connection? The connection is whether you ask your questions broadly or narrowly. That's the only question. That's the only connection. The meta, or rather the methodological question of when a lot of you want to do a lot of different things, you have to ask whether all mutter or whether each of them is mutter.
Right, but there we're talking about a suffering. Here we're talking about Bittul, Barov, Vazlin, and Basaruba. None of them have to do with the suffering.
Absolutely. I did not say that you have to agree with Joseph Strait. I just said what he said. He's a Rishon on that. Okay. Absolutely. I'm not saying you have to agree with him. I'm just saying that's what he says. Now, let's fill in a few more details. First detail is the Rambam we skipped. How many details we have to fill in? One detail, two details, three details. First detail is the Rambam that we skipped. If you remember, we skipped the second half of the Rambam in Sif Aleph. Started with the Chol Zek Shishar Vimino. This is all Tarovis, Yavish, Biyavish, Min Vimino. Aval Shalom Bimino. What if it gets mixed up? Shalom Bimino, but Inu Akira, you don't know which it is. What if two separate pieces, with three pieces get mixed, or 10 pieces, or 20 pieces get mixed? Min Shalom Bimino, an Isser in a different kind of heter, and you don't know which is which. Now, of course, what question should you ask already? Does the Shach ask? How does this happen? How many of the terms Yavish Biyavish, Min Bishalom Bimino? Yavish Biyavish is each piece is separate, you just lost track of which is which. If they're different meaning, how do you not know which is which, right? If a trade piece of steak gets mixed up with three kosher pieces of schnitzel, then Makiro, you can tell which it is. If a trade orange gets mixed up with three apples, you can tell which it is. If a trade grape gets mixed up with five kosher cherries, you can tell which it is. So says the Shah, this scenario we're discussing here is very uncommon and rare. That you have separate pieces that gets mixed together, and you don't know which is which, and they're different things. That's very rare. The Shas says, how can I even find such a case? And he thinks of three scenarios in Sivkat and Ches. One is, he says, they're each crumbled into small pieces, not necessarily tiny pieces, but small pieces, and then it's hard to tell which is which anymore, because like they lost their shape. Now again, apples and oranges, that's not going to work, but you can see that happening with, for example, chicken and turkey, right? Chicken and turkey are, let's assume, different meaning. You know what? If they're like crumbled up and ground up into little pieces, I don't mean tiny pieces, even like little slivers, it's hard to tell. There can be a lot of things that are hard to tell which is which. It's nifrach, lechatichos, kitanos. Okay, hold that thought. Second case is, the second case is, good, hold that thought, the second case he says is, I'll illustrate it with a little flamboyance, right? That, you get a phone call, right?
from your great uncle on his deathbed, and he says, I want to tell you, I prepared a meal for you to eat. I have here three delicious pieces of, delicious, I have a steak, a delicious steak, and a delicious piece of salmon, and a, you know, and a duck. Three delicious courses I prepared for you. Two are kosher, one is treif, so one is for the housekeeper, and two are for you. And the treif one is, and then he dies. Right? So he says, you have three different pieces. You've heard that one is treif, and you don't know which is which. Right? You get a letter. It says, one is, the something is treif, and then it got, like, waterlogged at that point, and it got erased, and you can't tell which is treif. So here you have three different species, duck, and beef, and salmon. And you know what? Well, salmon is bad. How is it going to be treif? Okay. Duck, and beef, and chicken. And you know that one of them is treif. You don't know which, because you lost that information. The guy died before he could tell you. So that's a case where it's taroves of, and let's say it's not realis kavet. Okay, so that takes away a little from the excitement of the story. Okay, but you understand you could theoretically have such a case, right? Or his third example is, you have things that look similar, but are really different things that taste different. They just look the same. Like, you can have three chatichos, what kind of things might look the same? Oh.
We have a problem with all the mizanonim, fried fish and schnitzel.
Okay.
Very big halachic.
Ah, okay, good. You have like a fish, and that's not a bad one. You have in your schnitzel, you have fried fish, schnitzel fish, as we call it in my family to the kids, to convince them to eat it, because they like schnitzel. Right? So we call it, it's just schnitzel fish. It's a kind of schnitzel. And there's one fried chicken schnitzel in there that's for treif chicken. Right?
If you cut it, you can tell the difference.
And you can? Okay. So let's say they look more alike, and they're just what things look. You have to figure out what looks alike. Don't.
Not
my problem. You have three hamburgers. One is a you have three hot dogs. One is a beef hot dog, one is a turkey hot dog, and one is a vegetarian hot dog. And they taste different, but they look the same. Right? I mean, now when we buy them in the store, sometimes they don't look the same, but they could make them to look the same, right?
And that's different than the first possibility?
Yes, like you know which is treif. The turkey one is treif. You just don't know which is the turkey one, because they look the same.
What was the first possibility? That there are little grains?
It's really the first possibility, just in different words. You're right. So, now, I'm sorry. Isaac says, hold on a second. In some of these scenarios, they're not good examples. Just like have a guy taste it or something and figure out which is the treif one. Like, if you have three hot dogs, right, can't you tell by tasting them? Or even the little pieces, maybe you can tell by tasting them, right?
The second
one's the worst. The Brit Chadash says that. Brit Chadash says, no, you can have a guy taste them and tell which is which. So that's not a valid tarovis. Most of the poskim assume not that way. Most of the poskim assume that even though, maybe at least for Ashkenazim, even though you could have a good taste it, right now no one's tasted it yet, it's a valid tarovis. Okay, that's a big, interesting, fascinating achlokes that we're not going to get into now. But that's good that Isaac will have to be Chadash. Lemaisa, it's going to be a crazy scenario. It's going to be hard to find a real scenario like this of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'ino Mino. I admit, it's going to be hard to find a scenario of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'ino Mino. But, let's say you have such a scenario, as rare as it is. What would be the din? So, says the most Rishonim don't even discuss it. Why don't they discuss it? Because it's a crazy scenario. Right? So I can't even tell you what the mainstream opinion of the Rishonim is, because most Rishonim don't discuss it, because it's not really anything that will ever happen. But the Rishonim who do discuss it, right, which is the Sefer Truma and the Ran, say that, what the Rama says here, Afilu Yavshmer Sar Shishim. No, you need Shishim. Okay, Tur B'Shem Balak, Truma Vod Harvey Postkim, a lot of the later Rishonim Ashkenaz said this. Why? So here, there's an interesting right. But the simple shot is why you need even before I say why, let's make ourselves a little chart. What chart do we want to make?
He doesn't hold Bin Shalom.
Well, let's see. Here we have Bittel. Min Bimino. Min Bisha'eno Mino. Right?
Here we have lach belach, yavish beyavish. What did we learn about lach belach? Lach belach min bemino. What's the shir bittel? Who remembers lach belach? It's in Tzadi Ches. What's the shir bittel? Shisha midrabanan for min bemino. Shisha mida oraisa. From Mimishaino Mino. Why? Because here it's Tom Kaker. Mimino is like zero to Mimishaino Mino. What about Yavish be Yavish? So Min Bimino is Rove. Right? Mimishaino Mino is Shishim Midrabana. That's what all the Rishonim explain. Why? I mean, if you just look at the chart, you can sort of see the general direction. Right? Whatever's close to the Daraisa means Shishim Midrabana. Whatever's very far from the Daraisa. Right, min bemino, if you cook it together, lach balach, could be confused. Bishainu lach balach. Min bishainu mino, yavish be yavish, as rare as it is.
Why should we have sheesh and what's the logic?
Aha, so what's the logic? So, says the, well.
The bar shalom atzuin, so it's not going to get mixed up.
So the Isra Heter says some strange things. We're not going to get into them. The simple shot is, although someone will ask me a question, perhaps, the way the Rishonim say is, yavish b'yavish min b'she'ino mino? What if you cook it in a pot together? What will it turn into? What if you cook in a pot together? It'll turn into lach b'lach min b'she'ino mino. Great, because now you'll be cooking and mixing all the tongs together. So that's exera. Yavish v'yavish mim b'she'ino mino shishim, because you might cook them together and tone to lach lach mim b'she'ino mino. Now, the Rishonim, the Achronim deal with, well, that works fine for the Rashba, and maybe only if the Rashba is the Raisa. It doesn't work well for the Rush, and then the... What? Exactly. So that's what the Nefesh Chaya says. He says maybe it's Otu before Nidiyas HaTaroves. Lemaisa, the... sorry. The and then there's all kinds of there's all kinds of hesberim in the Achronim for exactly how to get around that question. Meaning, the question was, well, according to the Rush, it's not okay if you cook them together. So maybe if before you do some aromas, it's not okay. Maybe gzeir atu in it, just there'll be a different case of lach balach, and you'll get confused. Lemaisa, this is the halacha. If you have your real iser of tam ke'ikur is things with different kinds of things that you cook together. That's shishim deraisa. Things with the same kind of things you cook together is Xera, Shishim, and Rabbanan ought to do this. And things that are different, Mimbish Eno Mino, that you don't cook together, that don't have Nisina's Tam, is Usher, Xera, ought to Nisina's Tam. Maybe you'll cook them together and they will be no Sin Tam. And that would be Usher according to the Rashba, and even according to the Rush, that would be Usher. It was before Yediyas HaTarovas, as Menachem pointed out. And that's what I saw in the Bavi Shulchan quoting a Sefer called Nefesh Chaya. Okay, and then other Achronim also deal with this at great length. Lamaisa, that's the halacha. Ends the Rabbah. Ve'ein chiluk v'chol zeh ve'inim ha'isra midrabanan odar raisa. Okay, ve'ein comes in kuf beis, and the Shach points out is also in kuf beis, in this arvu kelim yachad. Here we have an interesting machlokas. I mean, it never comes up, so I don't know. We don't need to... What if the isra in the first place was only drabanan? Can we be more makeup? Like, it started out, not an isra raisa and a vela got mixed in. This drabana, like Venus Akum got mixed in. Could we be more makel? So the Ramah certainly sounds like, no, I don't care whether they started this derisa drabana. The rules of Tarobas are the rules of Tarobas. The Shahir takes him on and says he thinks this Xera only applies to Yisurim Daraisa. It doesn't apply to Yisurim Drabana. Like, there were goes in the Xera if the Yisurim in the first place is only Drabana. Then later on, the Klal Yisrael fake, he says, well, I'm welcome to Hefzah, at least I'll be makel. Lamaisa, this doesn't really come up a lot, all the time. Anyway. But what? Even how often is the whole yavish be yavish mimish eino mino hardly ever comes up?
The concept of that the gzeras didn't the only on there, right?
No, that's what's funny. This gzera, everyone agrees, applies even to Yisurim Drabanan. So that's why the shach is a little funny. Okay, he has his reasons. Lemaisa is a big deal in the shach. This would be sivkatan what? Sivkatan test. You see, it's it's very hard. It's a long sivkatan. As to whether this gzeira applies even if the issue started after Rabbanan, Lemaisa, this is a very rare, this box is very rare anyway, just because it's very rare to have separate pieces and you don't know which is which if they're different meaning.
It's exceedingly rare. You know, I guess we could have, like, imitation things or whatever, you know? You have, you know, bacon, you know, I don't know, like, 20 bacon bits, actual bacon bits, mixed with, like, 40 imitation bacon bits. You know, then you could have separate meaning, you know, that it's hard to tell which is which. But that's a pretty rare
occurrence. At that point, why aren't we considering that mindomino? I mean, the point of mindomino is that it's not scientific. It's for the person itself, I mean, I'm assuming, to be able to recognize the difference. So why isn't that a case of mindomino fundamentally?
Okay, the answer might be because really they have slightly different tastes, and therefore they're really different meaning. If you remember the Shach Tzadi Chesed, he thinks that the Geder of Min Bamino here should be different tastes, because it's all Xerot to Tam Ke'ikr. Although he pointed out that the Isser Beheter thought that, the Maharai rather, thought that the Geder was different Shemos, because he had a totally different Hezbollah here. Okay, we're not getting into the different Hezbollah, I just want to stick to the basics now. Okay, a few other very important details that come out in the Mefarshim, not in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Number one is, this is the first Pesachei Tshuva. 2-1 is mutter in Yavish Min Bamino. Okay, 2-1 is, here's, remember those SAT, what do they call them, analogies? Right? 2-1 is mutter. What do you need to 2? What do you need to 3? What do you need to 4? So, if you were to continue this analogy, can you think of more than one way to continue this analogy? What's one way to continue the analogy?
2-1, 3-2, 4-3.
Exactly. Is 2-1 more or double? Do you say 2-1, 3-2, 4-3, 5-4, and the principle is more? Or no? Do you say 2-1, 4-2, 6-3, 8-4, the principle is double? Is the principle more or double? Chad betray bottle. Does chad betray mean more or double?
That's just the...
Now, what do you think makes more sense?
That's just the language.
Okay.
The reason is because Achrei Rabbah Matos.
So says Zev, the Pasuk, don't give me the language of chad betray. That's not the original halacha. That's the way someone expressed it thousands of years later. The original halacha, the Pasuk in the Chumash, Achrei Rabbah Lahatos, right? And... Rabbah means the rule of the majority. Obviously, 2-1, 3-2, 4-3, 5-4. Just means majority, minority. 51 to 50. Not only 51 to 49, even 51 to 50. Right? 1,001 to 1,000. As long as you have the majority. Nonetheless, that's machlokas in the first Pesachei Tshuva. Says the first Pesachei Tshuva, the Prechadash says like that. But the Minchas Yaakov thinks you need double. Mehechit thinks you need double. He says, well, the language of Chazal is Chad Betray. It must be Exer Drabbanan to need double. That's a big chiddush. So the Minchas Yaakov is this big chiddush that it's Exer Drabbanan to need double. Pashim Shad is like the Brichadash. Don't make over, don't make ridiculous diyukim. It's not a nice way to talk. Don't make overly strong diyukim. No, it's just the principle is majority. So he brings down a whole machlokas about this, and most of the machlok, most of the achronim, are on the side of the Pashup Shad of the Brichadash of, here we have the Brichadash, and here we have the Minchas Yaakov. Even the Minchas Yaakov doesn't think that's Doraisa. Remember, Doraisa double. He just thinks it must be Xerid Rabbanan because of the Lushan of Chazal. Okay, how do we paskin? Most achronim paskin in the Badei Shulchan, everyone agrees, like the Brichadash. That, no, that's too much of a deal. Just they say chad betray doesn't mean you need double. It's just an example, the smallest example of rove. It just means you need majority. You don't dafka need double, and that's how we paskin, you don't need double, even though there is a shita like that. Another fascinating question.
What happened to the Dor that decided to argue about the Bishon that any such shita that said it was double?
No, but what happened was, because Yaakov said all the Bishonim said chad betray, they all meant double. That's the problem, that when you have a diuk, you could go back and say everyone meant that or they didn't. But I agree with Zev. The pashup shot is that's a big fish, say double. Who am I to take on the Minchas Yaakov? But most achronim assume that was just too much, being medayik too much. Really, chad betray is just a shorthand way of saying majority. That's what we pass the majority. You don't need 8-4, you just need 5-4. The other fascinating machlokes in that same Pesachei Tshuva cut in Aleph, based on the diyuk of the Shach, is how do you count rov? Is rov pieces or rov size of the pieces?
Right? What if, for example, what if you have three pieces, and one of them is bigger than the other two? And you don't know which is kosher, which is treif. Again, you're going to have a funny scenario. How do you not know which is kosher, which is treif? They're different sizes. So, okay, again, maybe your uncle's on the phone, says, you know, I have the three pieces, one of them is treif, and it's the, and then he dies, and you don't know which one it is. So do you say you have rove kosher, or do you say, no, maybe the treif piece is the biggest, and it's the rove?
Isn't that the machlokes between the Rush and the Rashba?
Ah, so very, very nicely, Isaac is thinking like a London, and Isaac says maybe that's totally on the Chakira and the Lundus. If you look at it as what's the odds that it's kosher or treif, then the odds are each piece, the odds are two-thirds that it's kosher. Who cares how big they are? If you're looking at it as though you join the Tarovas together and give it the identity of the majority, then maybe you have to look at what has more ounces. That's the identity of the majority. So Isaac's saying very nicely, this might be the second nafkamina of the chakira of a selina basar ruba or batal barov. That's not found in the Pesach Tshuva, but that's what Andonim say nowadays. The Pesach Tshuva just brings down shitas, does bring down svaras. Lemaisa, he has nicknames for this. What's his nickname for this? The nickname for this is Rove Minyan. Anyone have a good poetic sense can tell me what's the other option? Machluk is Rove Minyan versus... No poets here? Thank you. Versus Rove Binyan. Of course, the Binyan is just because it rhymes with Minyan. That's why I said poetic sense. I didn't say, you know, the way to most accurately capture the concept. Rove Minyan means you go by the most pieces. You count.
Not necessarily, because that's a bituit milchus
tumma. Correct. But
just because it rhymes, it fits here too.
No, obviously, I didn't mean just they picked his rhymes. They picked because in Toma we have Rove Minyan and Rove Binyan. And in Toma, Rove Minyan means you count, and Rove Binyan means not actually measuring the size. There it means the actual Binyan, like the majority of what builds and holds a person up. So therefore, they took it to Hashalah. Bahashalah kala, perhaps even. So that's what he brings out machlokas. Rove. Does rove mean most counting number of pieces or the most size? Usually it's not an afkamina. Usually with things that mix up yavish and yavish, they're all the same size. But theoretically, if you could have a case where there were different sizes, then this would be an afkamina. The pash shot in the shach, what does the shach say? I'll read you a line in the shach. He says, Afilu leka rove el bahanach trei shem tanamia iser. Even if the rove is only in these two, which are smaller than the third piece that might be usher. So the pasuk pshat is, even if both the first two are smaller, you go by rove minyan and it's mutter. That's machlokis. Some people say, no, he meant even if each of the first two is smaller, but together they're bigger. So if you have a case where, let me be very clear. If you have a case where, let's say you have three pieces, give me a second, 9, 5, and 5. Then, lekuli alma, it's mutter, right? So if you go by Rove Minyan, two of them are kosher, one is treif. If you go by Rove Binyan, most of the ounces are kosher. It's either 14 to 5 or 10 to 9. Most of the ounces are kosher, and only some of the ounces are treif. Over here, though, you have machlokis. If you go by Rove Minyan, it's mutter. If you go by Rove Binyan, it's usser, because maybe it's mostly treif, right? If you have, let's take this case, you know, 3, 1, and 1, then it's not so pashut. How do you know most of it? If you look at Minyan, most of it's kosher. If you look at Binyan, no. Maybe most of it's kosher, maybe most of it's treif. It's hard to know.
All of the shas, chatichot, chanuyot, nobody entered their mind. They go to look how much meat was sold in the chanuyot.
You're right. I would have thought, all else being equal, I would have thought you go by Minyan, and I would have thought that's what the shach says. Even if the rove is two pieces that are smaller than the third, meaning even if both pieces are smaller than the third together. That's what I would have thought, but he brings a machlokas here, tachta. Who does he quote here?
Why don't we compare each one of the dayanim and see how much he knows? According to the same logic.
Okay.
Have such a thing. The shach says chatichos. The shach says chanuyos. How can anybody say it's other than that?
Also, then in that case, two pieces would be fine, assuming that the one of the pieces is smaller than the other one.
No, because then if you go by Rove Minyan, it's a problem. Even if you go by Rove Binyan, it's a problem because you don't know which is us or which is mutter, so you don't know. Which is the rule. Says here the Mizrahi Tshuva, he says, a Chacham Echad wanted to say you go by Rav Minyan, and the Chsam Sofer, no one less, the Chinuch Beis Yehuda goes by Rav Minyan. So he quoted a Machlokas here, whether you go by Rav Minyan or you go by Rav Minyan. I admit, I would have thought to go by Rav Minyan. And that's the schema. I mean, everyone talks about two pieces of one piece. No one talks about the size. The Pashup Shat is to go by Rav Minyan. This is certainly the Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, that's not actual Hebrew. But the Sefer Chinuch Beis Yehuda goes by Rav Minyan. And therefore, it's not going to come up all the time, I doubt. But if you actually have a case like this, then it's not so pasha to be make. All the Chinuch Beis Yehuda says you would have to be machmer.
Who is this person?
The Chinuch Beis Yehuda?
When did he live? How can he change something that was the halacha for 5 months?
No one's changing anything. He's saying this is what everyone meant the whole time.
Nobody meant it.
Okay, Seder. Lemaisa, he went by Rav Minyan. That seems to be a chiddush pashup shot. Pashup shot, the Chinuch Beis Yehuda seems to be a chiddush. Okay. The last thing I wanted to mention just is the shas of cut and gimel. Where do you draw the line between yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach? If I mix juice and juice, that's clearly lach b'lach. If I mix, cherries and cherries, that's clearly yavish b'yavish. What if I mix raisins and raisins? That's clearly yavish b'yavish, right? Each raisin is separate. What if I mix kemach and kemach? What if I mix two kinds of flour? I have usher flour and mutter flour. Let's say twin bonito, right? It's not such a crazy example, right? I have svichei shvias. I have iser shvias flour. I have 1 kilo of iser shvias flour. What? Flour?
That's what we discussed. It's not liquid.
Okay. So hold that thought for a second. 1 kilo of a trade flour, right? There's probably kind of trade flour. And I'm not saying it's so common just because trade flour is not so common in Eretz Yisrael because they don't grow so much wheat in Eretz Yisrael. But they do have some wheat in Eretz Yisrael. You can have trade flour. What? Chadash. Now, okay, let's assume Chadash is not a derivation of Tigrin, which would complicate things, right? I have 1 kilo of Chadash flour and I mix it with 2 kilos accidentally of Yashan flour. Okay, so do we say, well, it's all mixed together, that's lach b'lach? Or do you say, no, you could separate each piece of flour and judge it separately? If you just separate every grain of flour, you get a big floor, and separate every grain of flour. Each grain of flour is separate, we just don't know which is which. And that's called yavish b'yavish. So, says the shach, the kemach came into nivlal mikri lach b'lach. He quotes the Bach and the Maharai, that's the Baal Shem Tov edition. And the Rashba, and the Tosfos, and Zvachim at least, who say, Kemach is lach b'lach. You can't say each piece of flour is separate. It's like too small. It's just one big mishmash. However, he says, in Tosos, in Yevamos, sounds like Kemach is yavish b'yavish. Which is not a problem. Tosos left. Tosos himself, Ryan Rikiv Eger, points out that the Rambam also thinks that Kemach is yavish b'yavish. So Kemach is a borderline kind of thing. On the one hand, each piece is separate. You could take a very big floor, rent a hall, and take a very big floor and separate out each piece of flour from each other grain of flour. And so maybe it's yavish b'yavish, each grain of flour is separate. On the other hand, give me a break. You can't really do that, right? It's just one mishmash of flour. It might as well be juice. So, because it doesn't actually blend together like juice. Each grain of flour is still separate. But practically, you can't really separate all the grains of flour. So therefore, it's taka machlokes, where we keep the Eger quotes in the Rambam, and Tosso says in Yevamos that it's considered yavish, but the mainstream halacha is like the shach, that it's considered lach b'lach. It's even smaller than sand, but yes, like sand.
It depends. Is it the same weight, the same size? Because if they're not, then you can assume.
Okay, but let's assume they are. Okay.
So when does the definition depend on if you could separate or not?
He doesn't mean definition me. He means that it obviates the whole question.
But if the definition depends on if it...
No, what Zev meant to say is that...
Not what Zev, I'm saying in general. I'm saying I don't understand what's the happening with the chemical that you just locked up. It's for sure no transfer of taste.
Ah, so
You're saying, look, clearly each grain of flour doesn't taste like the other grain of flour, right?
It doesn't transfer the taste from one to the other.
Right, so therefore it should be yummish. Each piece, of each grain of flour is independent.
For some odd reason, in my mind, it's difficult to comprehend the fact that lach belach is viewed as lach belach, and just mixing the juices together. It should also be yummish. But I understand, really, there's a transfer of taste.
No, so the answer is, there's not a transfer of taste. There's a mixing of tastes. There's a combining of tastes. When you pour orange juice into apple juice, it all combines.
Okay,
so the question is, how do you view flour? On the one hand, technically it doesn't combine. Each grain of flour is still separate.
Right?
If you had a big enough mishtach, each grain of flour is separate. On the other hand, given that it's not practical to separate the grains of flour, maybe you'd say now it's all combined because you have to eat it all at once. Meaning, it's not practical to separate the grains of flour, and therefore maybe it's as if their taste is already blended together.
But they don't have the rules of Tom Kiyaker, etc.
So and they don't have the rules of Tom Kiyaker, correct. I don't have the rules.
You're forced to eat it together? Right now the Tom isn't spreading within the whole flour.
I hear what you're saying. What you're saying is it's hard to call that Tom Kiyaker since you can theoretically separate each grain of flour. How can you say
that? The fact that you're going to eat it together is something else.
Right. The apple juice and orange juice. The apple juice and orange juice you can handle because the mice you can't separate them.
Right. I just brought to explain like where I'm coming from.
Right. So you understand the sort of Tosfos and Yavamas and the Rambam better. But what's the other story going to be? What's the best way to explain it?
The mutter is not laf belach.
What?
Can you tell me?
Oil
water is not
laf belach. Oil water is actually tricky. I guess pure oil and pure water, maybe you could just separate it, it's not a problem at all. Now, in practical cases, I know, like, there are probably some parts of the oil that can go into the water, and it's like oil always has some water things, and the water has some oil. So it's more complicated in practical life. You have to ask a chemist, I'm not a chemist, you know. I have a water-based liquid, an oil-based liquid, probably there's some parts that do mix. Some molecules that do mix, so that I'm not sure about. But what's the smart to call it lach belach? After all,
so they're compacting.
Each grain doesn't get a taste of every other grain.
Yeah, then they're compacting. Lamb and rubs are high pressure.
The fact that it's not practical to separate, it shouldn't change anything.
No, it can't change something. It's a dindo rice.
I definitely hear the taina. Meaning if the main difference is tamke ikker, how can you call this tamke ikker if theoretically you could separate every grain of flour and eat each grain of flour separately, even though it's not so practical? I have to think about it. Sorry for now. Yes.
We had a similar, I mean, it's not exactly the same discussion, but a similar discussion by Suffolk Shishun. How do we measure, how do we define the nature of a Suffolk? Is it something that is too much of a tirfa to ever find out the information, or is it impossible to find out the information?
Okay, I have to think about that parallel. Okay. I think this is all we're going to say for Simon. This is, I think we've covered the bulk of Simon Kof Tes. One thing which made it into the tour, got a lot of press in the tour, and the Shach just footnotes you to Orach Chaim here, is what about Isuri Hana'ah? Are there different rules for Isuri Hana'ah in terms of Tarvaz Yod Fiyadish? So in the tour, quoted a bunch of different days in the funny version of Rezara, in the riff there, Halach L'maisa, we assume Isuri Hana'ah and Isuri Achila and Machol Sasuris are the same, except maybe for Chametz on Pesach. Because Chametz on Pesach is always more Chavr. There's no Bittul. Right? We know in Lach Halach, there's no Bittul at all in Chametz on Pesach. What about Yavish B'Yavish? He says, if you look in Hilchos Pesach, we'll see that the main Shusach there is that just like in Lach Halach, there's no Bittul in Chametz on Pesach, and Yavish B'Yavish also, because the unique Chomer of Chametz on Pesach, but really it's a Machlok, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach. So Hilchos Pesach, what basically the question of, the rules of Yavish B'Yavish are going to, or Bas B'Chalav, the rules of Yavish B'Yavish are going to be the same. We're not going to have more chumras because of its Eser Anah. The question is, what about Chametz on Pesach? So chametz on Pesach might be different. It's chametz on Pesach. More chamer in that. We'll look in Hilchas Pesach, and we'll see that it is a machlokas, and we generally are machmir. Isaac will say, if he being put his London hat back on, maybe the question of Hilchas Pesach should have to do with the chakir we started with. It's about, if it's about Zlin and Basar Rov, we should be mutter on Pesach also. If it's about an actual bittel of the chet, it should be usher on Pesach, perhaps. Okay.
This should be a basic difference between Yisur after one and Yisur another. There shouldn't be a duna bifur on Yisur.
Why not?
Because you're getting anah.
You're right. That is a... That's a very good question, except for the fact that Bain, let's go back to a Hakira. If it turns into Heter, then you're not getting a Hanoff and they start off to turn into Heter. It's not a Shmana anymore.
Akhila, there's a definition of Akhila. The definition of Hanoff is so rechava in all of the Shas, almost set in the Dharam.
But if the Heter turned Mutter, it's no problem. And even if you go by the Rashba, the Smag, etc. If you say that no, each time it's probably not a Sarandah, then each time it's probably not. Right now, it's probably not a Sarandah. And later, it's probably not a Sarandah. And certainly, if two Jews eat them, from one Jew, it's probably not a Sarandah for the other Jew. So, okay, I'm not. You're right, there is a sheet like that in Mishnah, but I'm a Kabbalist. Okay, let us just briefly introduce them in Kuf Yud. Beginning in Kuf Yud says, Davar Chashav Oser Bemino Bekol Shehu. Davar Chashav is Oser and Itarovas Min Bemino. In kol shu in any amount, meaning a davar chashiv yavish b'yavish is never bottle. Remember not to be confused. If you cook a davar chashiv in your stew and then take it out and throw it in the garbage, the tam that came out of a davar chashiv is fine. It's bottle b'shisha like regular tam. We're talking about the end of a davar chashiv. The actual davar chashiv, the end is never bottle. Who remembers what two cases we already discussed in Simon Kuf Aleph and Kuf? Chatzibul is Kabed and?
Beria.
No, Doshus Beria is not Kabed and Beria. Now we're doing all the other Dvarim Chashuvim. Basically, Sif Aleph is all the other Dvarim Chashuvim. What are all the other Dvarim Chashuvim that are not Batal? Besides Chatzibul is Kabed and Beria that we already discussed. Okay, why are they separated into the Simanim this way is, you know, I don't know if there's necessarily like a conceptual reason, but we already have Chatzibul is Kabed and Beria, now we have other Dvarim Chashuvim.
Well, there has to be a difference because just like we said, like it changes according to the generation, according to the place. So the things that appeared in the Gemara today, they might not be chashuv. The other things might be chashuv. The fact that the Gemara Beitza are mentioned 70s,
okay, fair enough.
70s
fair enough. Okay, correct. Although that's not going to help so much for the continuation of Sif Aleph, which has an absolute rule of Bali Chayim. says the mechaber. Let's at least read the mechaber. Davar chashav osur b'mino b'kolshu. Davar chashav asur is min b'mino and kolshu. Here we have the long din in the shach. Remember, we had a Ramah who said that when it comes to chatichu and skabi and birya, it's asur bein b'mino. 1 second. Let's read you the lashon. Sorry. What did the Rama say earlier? He said, I hope I can find it. Do you remember where's what I'm looking for? Here we are. In Kuf Aleph Sevav, in Chilik Bein Esar V'Meminam O Shalom V'Meminam. It does make a difference in a Birya Chatzibul Iskabit, says the Ramah, whether it's V'Meminam or Shalom V'Meminam. Either way, it's not Batal. Davar Chashav is not Batal, Chatzibul Iskabit Birya is not Batal, Bein V'Meminam, Bein Shalom V'Meminam. The Mechaber here says, interesting, Davar Chashav Asur B'Mino B'Kolshu, only B'Mino. So here it's not clear. And here you have Machlokas, Gra, and Shach. The Gra says, we see from here, Machlokas, Mechaber, and Ramah. The Mechaber says, Davar Chashav is only Asur B'mino. Well, the Ramah says, even Shalom B'mino. No, we're not talking about Davar Chashav's Masir. That's its own rules. That we're not counting.
However, the Shach says, no. The Shach says, really, there's no machlokas between the Ramban and the Machaber. Everyone agrees that the Rechoshim is Aser, Bein Bemino, Bein Shalom Bemino. So why did the Machaber say Bemino? Because it's only common to have a case Bemino. Like I mentioned earlier, like, if he's here, not only is it a Yom Kippur, it's the Rechoshim, right? It's not small pieces, it's not unidentified object. It's like Choshim things. How can a Choshim thing get mixed up with a different species and you don't know what it is? So therefore, since it's very rare to have a case, Shalom Amino of a hush of things, like really hard to imagine how it gets mixed up, Shalom Amino, and you don't know which it is. Therefore, he says the Amino is Lavdafka. So Alach Lamaisa, what about a Tarovis of Dover Choshev Shenis Arev Shalom Amino? So the Rama in Kuf Aleph Sivav says Aser. The Mechaber in Kuf Yud Sif Aleph. What does he sound like? He sounds like his mutter. He said Aser Bemino. Right? And here we have two ways of interpreting the Chaber. The Shach is Nidchak a little to say, really, Lav Davka. And the Mechaber holds the same as the Rambah. He's Lavdavki, just giving an example of Min Bemino, because that's more common. However, the Gra says, no, Davka. Shalom Bemino is Batel, and there's a Machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rambah. Okay, here we have a Halacha L'maisa. Okay, someone will think it more clever, they'll be Mechaber to the crazy placey. They can tell me afterwards. But here we have machlokas, whether when this davar chashuv not batel, is that only in its own min, or even if it mixes with other things. The Ramah is clear no matter what it mixes with. Early in the Siman Kuf Aleph, the Shach says, even the Mechaber really admits, even though he's like, has to be a little nidchak, and the Mechaber says, Lashon is lav davka. The Gra says, no, says the Gra. Mashva davka mino, delo kimo shakasa bahagola el. It's a machlokas, Mechaber, and Ramah. Either way, at least for the Ashkenazim, we paskin like the Ramah. In any case, so we would say it's Aser Bein Bemino, Bein Shalom Bemino. That's the Pashup shot, because the Rishonim sound like if a bug gets mixed into something, it's not buckle, even though it got mixed up in vegetables, which is not Mino. So the Pashup shot is that a Dover Chashim is not buckle, Bein Bemino, Bein Shalom Bemino. Exactly what counts in Dover Chashim is the big deal in Siman Kuf Yud, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. What we'll discuss Tuesday is Kuf Yud, Siman, Sif Aleph, and Beis, which are the end of the halachas of Davar Chashav, and then we'll go on to Sif Gimel, which is the din of Kavua, Sif Gimel, and really, Sif Gimel in continuation is talking about Kavua. And then I think we're going to have to do, in order to leave time for everything else that we need to cover, is we'll see how far we can get in everyone, however much they can do it. So the Kuf Yud, gets into a lot of details of Kavua, and a lot of details of Sfeik Sfeika and Tarovis. Basically, the rest of Siman Kuf Yud is going to be various themes of Sfeik Sfeika. And there you have the Shach Sfeik, which is fully Sfeik Sfeika, and in great, really tremendous, tremendous, tremendous details. And, tremendous detail. We'll try to, I guess, summarize highlights. Next time, we'll go through Sif Aleph, Beis Gimel, and then we'll try to summarize some highlights of the rest of Siman Kuf Yud, and then we can move on to the rest of what we need to learn. Uh-oh. I think my phone died. Oh, no. Here it is. I couldn't drop it off.